I'm Corey Moss, at CB Moss, and you are listening to Navy Power Up.
Hi, I'm Chuck Espinoza at Mad Sound Guy. You're listening to AV Power Up.
Hi, I'm Hope Roth at Beer and Pie, and you are listening to AV Power Up.
Hi, I'm Krista Bender at AV Krista, and you are listening to AV Power Up.
Whoa! We are brand new. We are powered, and we are only four. What's going on?
We kicked everybody else to the curb. Although we will have a fifth, Johnny Stuff and Things Moda will be popping in later as his stuff and things become available.
Right.
But even better, we have two fabulous women joining us today.
Woohoo!
We have Corey Schaefer from Listen, and
Corey.
We have Jane Johnson from Pivot Communications.
And we're on AV Power Up.
Yes. And they are on AV Power Up. Oh. So we want to talk to these awesome ladies before Stuff and Things comes in and jacks this all up.
So, he's not going to be in for another hour. Don't worry about it.
Yes. So, Jane, why don't you give us a little lowdown on your company and how you work with other companies?
And, Jane, don't forget to say where you're sitting right now.
Where I'm sitting?
Really?
What city?
Oh, sure, you bet. So Jane Johnson with Pivot. I am in Salt Lake City.
Woo!
Woo!
Very beautiful place to live.
I know somebody else who lives there. I can't remember her name.
Sure, that's not good.
Think about it.
So, and you can see one of my cats, the other cat now in the background, so in the home office today. So Pivot Communications is a marketing firm, and we work with primarily technology companies that are selling products to other companies, so it's always a B2B. We do work with a lot of companies in AV, so I have a lot of experience working with AV. I actually got started with Clear One years and years ago.
And I've heard of them.
Yeah, I know.
The companies that you work with in AV, is it mostly manufacturers, or is it dealers and integrators, or is it a mixture?
Krista, great question. I'm going to jump in.
And oh, yeah. Tag in.
Listen Technologies, a manufacturer located in Salt Lake City, has used Pivot, and we had great results.
Well, thank you. Yep. So we work with the whole chain, manufacturers, integrators. We've even worked with manufacturer reps. So we understand the channel really well, and we can help people build channel, run lead gen programs, develop content marketing. A lot of people use us just to develop content because there are other providers don't understand the technology well enough to develop the content. So we also do partner with agencies just on the technology front because we do a lot of the long form content development, like white papers, reports, guides, that your traditional copywriter can't do. So we've been in business for 10 years, so we're celebrating 10-year anniversary this year. It's very, very exciting.
Mm. Woo-hoo! What month is your anniversary?
It was actually January.
Oh, it's January. Congrats.
But we can just celebrate all year long. So at some point, we'll plan a party because it's not really my forte, but at some point we will.
So one thing that I'm going to mention is I was really leery to kind of use Pivot just because they were an outside firm. Mm-hmm. And usually when you use an outside company, you spend so much time on ramp up and trying to get them to understand you, your customer, and blah, blah, blah. And we did a couple of meetings. And I would say in the first take, you guys nailed it. I mean, they're just really good listeners, and they get it.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Jane, how much did you pay Corey for these endorsements?
No, I appreciate it. We actually, you know, we do hear that, you know, fairly often that, you know, that's a reason why people like to work with us is that we do understand audiovisual technology. We understand the unique needs of the audience, and we understand the end customers as well as the dealer channel. So we've created quite a niche for ourselves.
I also feel like what you did was unique from other companies is, and I told you this at the time and I've said it a couple of times, but it deserves to be on AV Power Up. And
excellent.
That is at the end of a project we did with you, we had outlined our goals and objectives. And at the end of the project, before we followed up, you followed up. and said, hey, let's have a meeting and let's review, did we deliver on the goals and objectives? And I think that so few companies that you contract with, they're happy to take your money and the project up front, and then they hope that there really isn't a circle back on the project and, and the original the outcome and how close it is to matching your goals.
Right. Yeah, because we're looking for long-term success, because that's obviously what helps us be successful. And so we're looking for that, multi-year partnership where we can really grow with a company and help them create success. So awesome.
Great.
That's great.
Good stuff.
And I felt the need to do that power up team because Jane is, she just doesn't toot her horn enough.
And, you have to toot her horn, I guess, huh?
I do, because if she won't, I will. And she really is, has incredible talent. And people just deserve to know that she's so talented and just has these amazing skills and incredible follow-up.
I tell you what, everybody out there, if you want somebody to toot your horn and do a good job of it, it's this woman, Corey Schaefer.
I couldn't be more sincere, and I will toot your horn.
You're getting calls, Corey, and I hope you're ready for this.
So ready.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Corey, so why don't you give us a lowdown of what's new with Listen?
Gosh, I thought you'd never ask. So
I was holding out and waiting and waiting, and I just couldn't wait anymore.
Well, now isn't it Jane's turn?
Jane, you got to return a favor.
Jane, you have to say three nice things about listener. We're not letting you back on the show.
Jane didn't hear. She didn't have her tea coil on.
So wait, is it Jane's turn now to say great things about Listen?
Yeah. Okay. That's the way it works now. And then you have to say something nice about me.
You got to say something nice about
her. But I'm not returning the favor.
So. Oh, do we throw her off the show if she's not good enough, Hope?
No, we're a kindler, gentler podcast.
Oh, my God. No, no, please don't make this kinder, gentler, or cleaner.
Well, I'm going to jump on before Jane jumps on. And okay. I'm going to say that what's happening at Listen is just so much. We're like reinventing everything, and we're overdue. And we're entering our 17th year of business. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of the co-founders, so I've been there since we hung out the shingle. And I feel like Listen sort of lost our way a little bit with just things getting hung up in product development and not getting out the door. And that dam has finally just burst. So we've got a genius who also used to be at Claire One, and Jane knows him.
Yep.
And he's running our product development team. His name is Tracy Bathurst, brilliant man. And he's just created systems and processes. And so what the end result of that, because I'm all about results, what's happening is we are getting product out the door quickly, but more importantly, right. He is nailing it. He takes no shortcuts at all. And so it's such a blast. So what I've personally been doing is I'm kind of out there cowboying a couple of things because there are a few things that he hasn't fully released. So I will disclose something on AV Power Up.
An exclusive. We like this.
The press has actually been embargoed on it. So we have a new,
but we don't count.
Hey, wait a second. Everyone out there, Corey's got an announcement. Go, Corey.
We have a new infrared product line, and it works so well that it actually, people are asking me if it's RF. They think we're doing trickery. So each time
So well that you could have ambient light not affect it.
So well ambient light won't affect it. So well you could actually have the receiver on backwards and it still works because we're using this plastic that's transparent to infrared. So literally we've got, it just picks up all over. I mean, I had consultants, I was in Dallas last week and I had some consultants. First they're trying it, okay, yeah. And then I said, go ahead and drop it in your pocket. They're like, well, it's infrared. They drop it in the pocket. Then they put it in their pants pocket. And then they're like going, and then they're like pressing it, trying to hold it.
And then stuff got weird.
And then one night goes and we've got sunshine coming through the window. He lays it on the glass and he turns to me and he said, this is RF. I said, no, it's infrared. And he just really thought it was trickery. So this is awesome to show and demo. And I've been out there with it. We're in beta with it. We haven't fully released it. And this is all the genius of Tracy Bathurst. And it just gives us another solution in a category where I think infrared gets a bad rap. People think it's so line of sight, doesn't work very well, blah, blah, blah. Listen is going to change that perception.
Wow, this is good stuff.
Yeah. Now, Corey, I have a question that you may not be able to answer, and I can email you at another date for this answer. The rep firm that used to handle you for my area no longer handles you. Do you know if somebody else has picked you up in our area?
I can tell you that our director of sales, Peter Papa George, has been up and down.
Oh, Papa George!
Oh, here's Papa a little George. Side note about
Does Peter he make Papa pizza? George.
His wife's name is Patty.
That's Papa George. That's Papa John you're thinking of.
Oh, Papa John. Okay. So
I'm thinking of Papa George. Isn't that what the kid's name was in Vegas Vacation? His fake ID, Papa George.
Oh, yeah. But I like pineapple Canadian bacon pizza myself.
I want to hear more about Papa George.
Yeah, what's Papa George okay. got to
Sorry,
say?
Sorry, we got off track.
Papa George is awesome. I tend to call him just PP because I'm kind of juvenile. I think that's fun. Peter Papa George. So, Krista spits her beer out.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's been interviewing every single rep on the East Coast and looking at who would be the best, because the rep firm we had carried a very large territory, so we're probably going to split that territory among three, possibly four. Hmm. So he's going to make a decision, I would guess, by the end of this month. So we'll have
Okay. some. Cool. Hmm. Yeah, I often deal with Sunny Elliott, so I know that I can reach out to her in the interim if there's any questions or pricing or whatnot that I need. So
yes, so don't let anything stop you from recommending and supporting Listen.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Hey, by the way, speaking of that, Hope, do we have like a sponsor spot or something? Don't we have to announce a sponsor?
We do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Krista. Did I say Hope?
You did say Hope.
Hope, we have a sponsor on this
show? Okay, because I actually don't know if we have a sponsor.
Said I hope we have a sponsor.
Oh, well, Listen is sponsoring the show. Go ahead, Corey. Tell us why Listen is sponsoring this show.
Well, Listen is sponsoring with Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza from Papa John's.
I like it. So everybody out there, Listen Technologies is sponsoring the show, and everybody listening gets Papa John's pizza, pineapple, and Canadian bacon.
Yeah, you just have to tweet AV Power Up.
Yes, there you go. In fact, I'm bringing the pizzas.
Oh, my God. Papa John's right now is like two largest.
As long as you live down the street from me, you get free pizza.
We got two larges going out to Utah.
Right, we're shipping pizzas to Utah. So, Hope, do we have a sponsor for this show?
I don't know. I have some news to break in.
No, we don't break. Oh, please. Okay, Ingram Micro sponsors this show. Distribution, great products. Corey, what do you think about Ingram Micro?
I love them.
That's an endorsement. Wonderful. Hey Jane, how do you like Ingram Micro?
You betcha.
You betcha. There you go. Chuck, you like Ingram Micro?
No.
No, we're gonna be like, do you guys remember the Dana Carvey show? Probably not, because there were only like three
episodes.
And it had an audience of four. The same four that are listening right now.
Yeah.
Among the many, many reasons that it was canceled was the fact that he made fun of his sponsors every week.
Oh, then they all left, I guess, right?
So that's why we just have to keep rebooting this show.
Oh, well, Ingram Micro, we really like you. Everybody in this show likes you. You know, you got fans. How's that?
You're good enough, you're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you.
Indeed.
So we did the Ingram Micro spot. I don't know if we did it right. Sarah's got to send me the script. I mean, you know, this House of Rock to Jock, I have no idea what that meant. Does anybody know what that meant?
No.
I don't either. Rock to Bach. Okay, whatever.
That's like Music History 101, Rock to Bach.
Yeah.
Is that what he said? I thought he said rock to jock.
I said rock to jock. I don't remember if it was rock to rock, rock to jock, or rock to rock. Hey, Corey, you like parasailing?
Okay, how much time do you have?
Because we've got we got an hour left.
Okay, a couple of hours I can talk
great.
About.
A couple of hours?
Absolutely.
I can't be here.
Parasailing, I'd rather hear about the new Infocom Women's Network, and I'd love to know if there's more info on that.
Okay, yeah, Corey parasails, great. All right, go ahead.
Yes, I've signed up to want to be a part of this group and was told a while back that it's, you know, in the formation and more information would be sent to me, and crickets are chirping. So I want to know
Krista
what's going on.
Diddle from my side. So I love Infocom and I love women and I love women of Infocom, but I haven't heard any info either on that.
Okay.
We got Jane to pick it up.
Whoa, Jane, put the pen down.
Don't throw that thing.
I do have.
Hello, Jane.
Don't beat us with that pen.
Okay. I do know a little something about this group. So you should start getting emails and some communications. There's going to be a LinkedIn group set up. And I think when you guys signed up, maybe it was a little bit in the earlier stages. So I actually am going to make a note that both of you have signed up and not
recently. Well, Krista, we are early adopters. That's just how we roll.
Of course. Yeah.
I would like to sign up. Where do I sign up?
Yeah.
There is a website. So if you go to Infocom and you look under the committees, there is a, it's right under.
Yeah, you should see like Women's Infocom, Women's Network, or those words or something very similar.
Easy URL to share.
Yeah.
A little bit of a longer.
Hey, Jane, how do I sign up?
You can sign up as well, the same way.
I can?
They actually will be building a form. Because it is run by Infocom, the Infocom team has to build the form on the page, and they capture the information. And so they are kind of managing the group, and there is a committee chair. And then Kelly Perkins and I will be kind of helping us kind of.
Kelly Perkins?
So.
We know and love Kelly Perkins.
Yes, and love Kelly Perkins. And respect. And
I even have her face on a t-shirt.
Yes, he does. Hey, Chuck, you want to go change?
Kelly. I saw Kelly last week. No, he doesn't want to change. No. He's got a cool shirt on. As do you.
Hey, wait, Corey, what are we wearing?
You're wearing Listen t-shirts. I love it.
Right. I am. I'm wearing a Listen t-shirt. I was actually drinking water from my Listen Hydro Flask today.
Oh.
And I was proudly wearing my Listen button that we were so generously sent from Corey when we did the Walk for Hearing. You remember that, Corey Moss?
Corey Moss, yes.
I have so many Coreys to do.
We have to do Corey, figure out we got to figure out what we're going to call each other on this.
Well, I call Mrs. Schaefer Corey, and I call you dude. Hey, dude.
I like that.
Okay.
Call me dude. Call me the dude.
You know, I have to say the Coreys I knew when I was a kid, I knew one girl Corey and one boy. The girl, Corey, she was shy. The guy was a dick. So, you know, my Corey experience didn't get good until I became an adult and met Corey Schaefer and Corey Moss.
And it never changed.
You mean a douche?
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
So I've got all this cool Listen wear from our
When's the Listen enema happening, Chuck?
Listen enema.
I don't know. He named all this Listen stuff. I figured there would be a Listen enema with the flask or something.
Wow. Do we really have to go there?
Andrew's basement?
Adam's basement?
We're not talking about that.
Wait a second. We don't do that show anymore.
I proudly take my Listen. I actually take my Listen flask pretty much everywhere I go. It sits in my car, and I'm constantly drinking water. And customers ask me, since my company is so involved with 508 compliance, they're always asking, hey, what's that cool flask? And I'm like, why don't you have any T-coils in this or hearing loops in this room? And they're like, let's talk. So, yes, thank you very much for the Listen shirts that we're proudly sporting. Both Corey Moss and I are proudly – the dude and I are proudly sporting our Listen shirts. And I don't know if you can see it, but it says resistance is not futile. It's voltage divided by current.
Right.
It's perfect nerd shirt.
And by the way, I wanted to just say, Corey, You were so cool because not only did you send me a couple of shirts, but what was the little surprise you sent me, huh? That I loved.
Was it M&M's?
Peanut butter M&M's.
Oh, peanut butter.
Peanut butter M&M's.
Yes.
Of the gods.
I open the package and I get the, in between the shirts is a bag of peanut butter M&M's and I'm going, Corey Schaefer, you are the best.
Indeed.
I swear. You know, we love Corey Schaefer.
Thank you.
Yes, we do. Oh, we do. But call me the dude.
Corey's are good.
Yeah, the Corey's are good. They're top notch.
They are. So Corey the dude, what do you got for me for collaboration talk?
Okay. So last week I was at Enterprise Connect, and by the way, my Wi-Fi sucked in my hotel.
We had no idea.
No, you didn't know I dropped off the show twice. So
we actually replaced you with a robot, and nobody noticed.
Did you hear the robot?
It was better.
Did you hear the robot? I mean, all of a sudden.
Corey.
Yeah. So I drop, then you hear not, then I don't hear anything, and I'm saying I'm done. I'm leaving. But I come back. So anyway, Enterprise Connect down in Orlando, Florida, a show that is directed at unified communication and collaboration. Most of the major companies, if not all of the major companies, are there. Cisco, Polycom, Vidyo, Didexio, Pexip, Acano, and all the rest. But, you know, there were different types of companies there, too. Corvisa is one of them. Audio Codes is another one that I met. AirWatch, who is enterprise mobility management, was there.
Wait, AirWatch or AirWolf?
was no. Jan Michael Vincent there?
They propped him up in a chair. I think he's, what, 89 years old now?
Oh, maybe.
Probably, because Ernest Borgnine was in his 90s before he passed. So.
Oh, right. Well, they propped Ernest Borgnine up in the next chair. but anyway, so I'm meeting a lot of companies. I actually interviewed executives, Polycom and Blue Jeans and Pexip, of course, Fidexio. Did a lot of booth interviews, and I do it different than the Rave Minions because, and Gary, because I let them speak for 3 to 4 minutes when they're cut off in about a minute by the other guys. So, Enterprise Connect, everybody there, you got to speak for 3 to 4 minutes. You're privileged, okay? And so basically, I write the blogs. So, I think Hope's about to break on one of my blogs tonight. From Enterprise Connect.
With a hammer.
Oh, my God. Please don't hit it that hard. People like it. But anyway, so here's the thing. Rave doesn't make a microsite because it's not a rave show. I'm there alone carrying the camera, the tripod, the wireless mic. You know, I'm shooting the videos. So I go to the booth, give them the microphone, and I say, good talk. I'll talk about what? I don't know. What are you here for? What do you got? Okay, so, but they all got it. They talk for 3 to 4 minutes, but I've got to write blogs. I wrote 6 blogs to house all these videos and all of that. I've got day one, day two. My first blog posted, I wrote that one in an hour and a half, by the way, at 7 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, but in terms of unified communication collaboration, big talk is Skype for Business. Still link, but you know, we're talking more Skype for Business. The major companies, Cisco has their MX800, real nice. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Carry on.
I'm finished. Carry on. Tonight. I think my Wi-Fi's dropping.
Breaking up.
Wait a second. Beep, beep. Beep.
No. Hope and I just reverted back to 6th grade. It's okay.
Oh, okay. That's fine. 6th grade, kindergarten. Go, you know, revert.
Bad year for me. No,
bad year, kindergarten?
No, 6th grade.
Oh, okay. We won't talk about it.
I lost a lot in stocks in that year.
when Hope was in 6th grade?
When I was in 6th grade, that E-Trade. Oh. E-Trade baby's full of crap.
Did Apple kill you that year?
It did kill me that year. Slamming those damn keys.
Was Apple around that year?
I'm not that old.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not that old. What do you mean you're not that old?
It was an Apple IIe. Come on.
You're in your 40s. You're old enough.
Yeah, I mean, Apple was there.
Yes,
with
they
me,
were.
like a good friend. Apple is always there with me, like a good friend.
Oh, stop it. It's all about Android. Anyway, so as I was saying, I'm walking the Corey's got an Apple, got an iOS device. Hang on. Wait a minute. I got to put mine up. Hang on.
He's got to find it.
There we go. There's mine. Oh, I got a message. I got to check my message first.
Oh my God, really?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
5 minutes later.
I'm pretty sure it's a scam for somebody asking for money for you to send it to Nigeria, Corey. Put it down.
He's so like,
I got that
scam?
Email this morning.
That's a scam?
Actually, you know what? There's that one scam.
I opened the link.
Nice. There was
no
that
wonder
one
I'm falling off my Wi-Fi and have a virus.
People were calling, acting like they were on behalf of the IRS for your tax returns. Mm-hmm. I happened to be with a coworker when he got that call, and it was on speaker. And I'm listening. I'm like, no, that's not the IRS. And my coworker's looking at me. I'm like, hang up. I'm never gonna call you like that.
Oh, don't hang up. You gotta, you gotta totally mess with the guy for like half an hour.
The longer you can make them talk, the fewer other people they can scam.
That's right.
True.
That's right.
Wow.
Keep the guy on the phone for like a
So wait a second. I'm talking about UCC. We're talking about email scams. How do we get to this?
You had to check your Android.
Here it is. We got an Android, and we got a watch. Okay, there you go. Android device. Smartwatch. Samsung. Okay.
Hey, Corey.
Not Apple.
Corey Schaefer. Do you hear that? I think it's somebody just said, sucka.
Oh, my God.
I did hear that.
You know, please. You know.
Okay, so for all of you listening to AV Power Up for the first time, because this is our first show, you probably don't know, but Corey Moss and I live right down the street from each other, so we end up going to the same restaurants at the same time. And the same Starbucks. So it's what's really funny is to see his phone ring when it's sitting on the dinner table, like we're sitting there eating our pho or whatever, and he like picks up his phone and looks at it and goes, beep on his watch, hello, like Dick Tracy. Like, couldn't you just answer the damn phone?
Oh, let me tell you what happened to the show. So anyway, I get a phone call, okay? So two guys are looking at me. I pick up the call. I say, you know, hello. And the guys are looking at me. I say, Dick Tracy. He says, yeah, really good, Dick. And I say, yes, it's good. Don't call me Dick. Okay. And I think they both, you know, almost crapped at that point. So, you know, I mean, it's like, really? You called me Dick? I mean, seriously? So anyway,
do we have any news to report? I don't know. News. We have news.
You know what? News. Yeah. Like, Hope, why don't you come in with some news?
Am I out? That's
yeah,
it?
The dude is flagging.
Help us, Beer and Pie. You're
I'm bringing us down again. What do you know?
Hope, your only hope. Come on
hope
in.
You're our only hope.
Well, okay. So I've got three articles for you this week. I picked them all myself like a big girl.
Ooh. Oh, congratulations. You've grown up.
I'm all grown up. I don't need Corey to send me links anymore. I can go to www.ravepubs.com.
I don't do it anyway.
Myself so. And find my own articles.
Stuffing things?
No, not yet.
Oh, that guy's coming.
Yeah, we're not stuffing things or stuff and things. We're
stuffing
we're,
things.
That guy's sitting in California traffic. He'll be joining us.
He will be joining us soon. That's right, to do stuff and things. But Hope right now is blowing up the news.
Yes. All right. So my first article for y'all is by Gary Kay, and it is God. About
that guy.
That guy. Okay. I don't know, some guy named Gary.
Gary.
And it's about Rave asking everybody to help Infocom with new innovations showcase, which actually sounds very cool.
Oh, okay.
It's a special platform for people who have not shown at Infocom yet.
Oh.
Because apparently there are people out there who have not shown at Infocom yet. So the idea is get new innovative products.
I haven't shown at Infocom.
Nobody wants to see it.
Nobody really wants to see it.
High five.
Yeah, high five. Go ahead. Basically,
they want people that have innovative new products. There's a place where you can apply. There's a link on the Rave Pub's website. And they will get booth space, which is, you know, quite a nice deal. And there's also a contest for the most innovative product. Voted on by attendees, and they're going to get, if you win the most innovative product, you get a $10,000 cash prize.
Wow, I'm going. I've got something.
I think
I've
I need something. To invent
Velcro doesn't count.
You mean it's been invented already?
Behold.
Damn it.
Watch.
Damn it. Oh, look, Hope's got a watch. Hey, you know what? So, Jane, what do you think about that, huh?
So, that's to, like, encourage just individual inventors, then.
I think it's small companies, startups.
See, I think they should put like a Shark Tank spin on it and have pitch their idea at a booth, and then they could like make it really exciting and have like a panel of AV judges, like this is a good idea or a bad idea, and then get your $10,000 prize.
Oh, I was getting really excited about an actual, like a shark in a tank. Like you stand over this shark tank
and it has laser beams.
Yeah, and if they give you the thumbs down,
I think you're just shot full of holes at that point.
You're dunked in the shark tank.
I'm thinking more like America's Next Top Model, Project Runway. Like make your product smile with its eyes. Make it work.
This is interesting, but I'm kind of torn because I don't imagine Infocom says no to anybody, and there's always a certain section of the floor every year, let's call it Chinatown, where there's these companies that don't exist and that you probably will try to buy their stuff and they're like not there anymore.
You mean Microsoft?
So, no. I'm literally
No, we're not talking about charging stations.
We're talking about the like soap on a rope people. Like,
yeah, we're talking about the guys that have the big LED screens that don't look good and want you to buy them, and like there's this whole section. So that's why this is intriguing. I'd love for them to really bring in new entrepreneurs and people that really want to be AV, but I don't see Infocom saying no to anybody else, so why are they trying to invite more people?
So why can't I invent something and go and win the $10,000?
Well, you have to invent something first.
Well, I'm going right now after I get off the show tonight. I'm going to invent something.
There you go.
In fact, I'm going to invent a blog. How's
Dirty
that?
Dishes
it
don't
does,
count.
It does say, Krista, that space
don't
is
go back there.
And that they are already 30% filled. So.
Oh, wow.
30%?
Yeah.
That's almost late to the game. We're what, 2 months out?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nearly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Anyways, if you happen to be an inventor with an entrepreneurial spirit, you're probably not listening to this show. But if you are,
you're probably not. So you have no idea.
You're actually working right now.
Hey, you know what? If you listen to AV Power Up, you'll get an idea of these things. If you don't listen, you're not going to win $10,000.
We are breaking new news.
We are.
If it was old news, you'd know about it.
You would, right? So if you heard it all before, you know, that's great. If you haven't listened to this show, you don't know. And you're not listening to this because you would have listened to the show and you would know. So am I making any sense?
No, not at all.
No.
My brain just fled my body and like ran for the hills.
So are they going to do like a lot of publicity about this and like announce the winner and so everybody will know who this great entrepreneur is?
Who, us?
Jane, it's almost like you do PR.
Isn't that funny? It's almost like she knows what, you know, this stuff, you know?
Along with the $10,000 cash prize for the most innovative product, you also get a Big Kid booth at Infocom 2016.
Big Kid booth.
Infocom will put out a press release and Rave will be making a free promoted video.
So next year. So it's next year.
Next
okay.
No. So you're in the you're in the showcase this year, and then next year you get your own booth.
Oh.
You get the budget to fill the booth.
Got it. So you're on the pedestal. Fill the booth. With the light.
Bring swag, because if you don't, we're not going to visit you.
Yeah.
And tokens.
Swag.
Good
tokens
swag.
For the booth.
Good swag.
M&Ms. Everybody likes M&Ms.
Everybody does like
M&Ms. Oh, have peanut butter M&Ms, and you're going to attract the crowd.
Corey, I need to send you my
You need to send me what? Wait, which Corey?
I need
dude
to
or me?
No, I'm the dude.
The one. Non-dude Corey.
Okay.
Non-dude Corey. You know, be that elaborate, you know.
I need to send you my address for some listen swag and, more importantly, for some peanut butter M&Ms.
It's all about the peanut butter M&Ms. Oh, my gosh. Corey's the supplier, you know.
So I love you guys because you're so cheap.
Well, I would sell my soul for some M&Ms.
Dude, yeah. I'm telling you, like, those are the best thing. We were doing a job where we were away from home. We were in California coming from Virginia. And we had to open up all our listen gear when we unpacked the truck just because we missed lunch. And we knew inside all of the listen stuff would be M&Ms. And the guys were, like, starving. And they're, like, digging through this 18-wheeler, like, get to the listen gear, get to the listen gear, because we were all, like, famished, and we knew. It's like an oasis in the middle of the desert. Listen.
And then 10 minutes later, they were all, like, the great Cornholio putting together.
Cornholio.
Everybody's like,
you were, like, work while the sugar's still going coursing through your system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, Stacy just put up a Facebook post. She says, "Fit pit stop on our trek to Chicago." Stacy is going to Chicago. She said spring break.
Who's Stacy?
Who's Stacy?
Yeah, this is the first show. Nobody knows who Stacy is.
Oh. Stacy Kringlin from Vadio. That's our first show. Nobody knows who she is. Stacy Kringlin from Vadio, one of our AV Power Up members, took the week off because she's going to Chicago for spring break. Now, I would actually think of going to Miami or South Padre Island in Texas. Chicago would be the last place I would ever go. So actually, Stacy, we love her. She'll be on the next show. She is one of our members here. And where's Johnny?
Johnny's doing stuff and things, but that's okay because Hope still has stuff to blow up.
She's got
ammunition. She's
blow it up.
Just for that, we're only going to do a tiny little explosion for yours.
Firecracker.
So on the Rave Pub website, there is an article from our very own Corey Moss at CB Moss about his experience at the Enterprise Connect show. It has 78 shares on it, which I'm assuming are all from Corey.
Dude, he listens to that shit all day long.
I shared it 78 times.
Oh, my God. Perhaps.
So anyway, I'm sitting home. I'm on the road.
Sharing. Mom, check out this article.
Yeah, Mom share my
out.
Article out.
How
right.
many sisters do you have? Your girlfriend.
I pay people to share it, you know.
So he has a nice roundup about, you know, the big guys, I'm doing my own thing. The big dudes, big boy. There's just not a good word for that.
No, big boys, no.
I don't think so. The big kids are in there. You know, you got your Crestrons, your Polycoms, but you've also got your smaller companies. And you know what? I'm not even gonna. We talked to you too much already, Corey. Everyone's gonna have to go and read the article.
Let's blow him out of this water.
I pushed you over to 80, just so you're.
Oh, look at Corey. She shared my blog.
Good job.
She peanut butter M&Ms in a share. You're the greatest.
Call her nice, Corey.
Corey's the best.
Yeah, she nice. Is.
Can you share it out about 20 more times to get me 100, Corey?
Absolutely.
Jane, find my blogs. Find my blog on Rave.
Blobs are easy to find. They're located outside of Starbucks.
He's only drinking iced tea. Oh my God.
For urine. It hasn't
iced tea in a mason jar. That's right, everybody.
Should have given
her I've got mason jar.
Hope, anyway, let's shut down the dude. Idol. What's your last blow up?
Yes. And then this last one, I actually really enjoyed reading this one because it made me think of advice that I have given people in a different way, which is, it's from Brian Hellard. It's also on Rave Pubs, and it's about bad video conferencing advice.
Mm.
And basically he's saying, you know, everyone always tells you look straight at the camera. But what's the point of Chuck, that was creepy.
Wait, does he have pants on?
That's it was like
my,
the ring.
No, I don't
have you know, pants on. Your shaved legs. Can we see your shaved legs?
But his point in this article is that if we're all looking straight at the camera, then all I can see is this little green light, and I'm not actually looking at you guys. So at that point, you might as well just be on the phone.
Should I shut down my camera and call into the show?
That would be really nice for the rest of us.
It help with digestion.
Yeah. Right, well, right, exactly. You might be able to actually eat and digest it tonight.
Yeah. So, you know, and he said basically people should stop putting cameras in stupid places. And marketers and manufacturers reps will often stare straight at the camera to make us all think that they haven't put the camera in a stupid place, and don't be fooled by it. The one thing I would say that he does not in this article is that I have given this advice. If you're doing a interview over video conference, just put a little piece of tape over Chuck and then you'll you know, in an interview over a video conference, I feel like you're really trying to sell yourself, and you're trying to, you know,
you're trying to make that connection.
Yeah, you're trying to make that connection, but you're also trying to, you know, make a good impression. So I actually will tell people to put something interesting or like a face or a little printout or some eyes like right by their camera so that it's not weird that you're just staring at a camera. But I think it is actually good to look at the camera when you're doing an interview.
So I interviewed a couple of people via video conference, and one guy recently just had kind of behind him, and it was very discreet, but it just said, hire me. which I thought was
nice.
And
nice.
Then there was also one person, this is years ago, that I interviewed via video conference and had, you know, really great dialogue. But then we went on video, it was just like, oh my God, he looked like Santa Claus, like for real. Like this beard that was like to his waist and this wild, crazy white hair.
Wow. Maybe he is Santa Claus.
Feels like John Green on a weekend.
Yeah.
When John Green doesn't shave on the weekend.
It's like the bad Santa.
Bad Santa. And he's got this midget elf, too.
We watch that movie every Christmas. It's our little tradition. Like the kids all go to bed, everyone goes home, and my husband and I sit on the couch.
Do you drink a lot when you watch?
We drink heavily and we watch Bad Santa.
That's outstanding.
We had this nice, great,
that's a great
family friendly, lovely experience. And then
wow. That's great. So you know what? We're more tech oriented, more tech centric. I figured, you know what? We're funny and everything else, but we need more tech on this show. Yeah. So, Krista, what do we got?
We've got the AV Power Up.
Oh, with Chuck Espinoza, right?
Power Up. Yes. This is your big pellet pack, man. This is your mushroom, Mario. So, you want to get better at AV? This is your Power Up.
This is your up, up, down, down, right. Left, right, BA. Right.
Pay attention, listen up. Oh, listen, listen up.
Okay. Listen up.
You see how Corey, I worked that in there.
Corey has never heard that joke ever.
Oh, no, I'm sure Corey at Infocom and everywhere else say, hey, Corey, listen up. And
listen up.
Corey says, would you please get out of my face?
Or every phone call, they'll go, hey, Corey, listen. And I go, I am. And then
right.
They wait for a while, and then they go,
we are. Yeah. Yeah, well, I get it, right.
All
yeah.
Right. All
what
right,
a joke.
So
I want a
mushroom too.
I want some mushroom. No, today's mushroom is the Pisker. Who knows what the Pisker is? I know what the Pisker is. Does anyone
you what?
Know? The Pisker.
Don't say that word. We're a family show.
The Pisker. Pick what?
Pisker?
Projected image system contrast ratio standard. The Pisker. And basically, okay, so Infocom has done something really great. And, you know, people go into rooms where projectors are and they're like, hey, my projector's not bright enough. And so, a sales guy will come in and say, I'll sell you a brighter projector. But how do you know if that projector is bright enough or maybe too bright or just not right for the room? So now they have this measurement, this standard you can measure against called the Pisker. So I'm not going to go in depth on how to accomplish the Pisker. Basically, if you're in business development and sales, you can tell your people, hey, we use Infocom 3M 2000, think it's 2012, 2013 maybe, and it's the Projected Image Systems Contrast Ratio Standard, the PISCR, and it will make your image look great in a bright room, in a light room. No matter what kind of room it's in, if you have a projector in it, you should be using the PISCR. That's your mushroom. That's your power pellet.
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
I didn't pay attention. What'd you say?
I thought it was a pretty bright idea.
Hey, Chuck, were you
talking technology? I can't follow that.
Were you talking technology, Chuck?
I was. I'm only like 8 beers down, so
I heard mushrooms. I didn't hear anything about technology.
He was so reminiscing and
cookies with mushrooms.
Was he? Oh my gosh! Back so anyway,
so Chuck, yeah. would you recommend? I can't say it.
I just threw everybody all up, killed the flow. That's what
you just blew my mind.
Ooh.
So I mean, if you're in sales and you want to really, you know, have your client
use the customer.
Well, not confuse a customer. You know, how bright is too bright or not bright enough for your projector? And people go in and it's nice. Really subjective. You go in a room and you're like, oh, that projector's too dim. How do you know? Let's measure it. So you would measure it in accordance with the Projected Image Systems Contrast Ratio Standard and determine the brightness level. And they have different brightness levels for different applications. Mm-hmm. And then you could determine the proper brightness for your projector or the proper anticipated brightness that your projector would need to be. So what I like to tell I tell this to my business development team and my sales guys all the time. You know, it's much easier to sell something to a customer when you tell them what their requirements are and not what they want. Like, mm-hmm. I want a big TV. Okay, you need a TV that's going to be so big to get, you know, your image back. I want a bright projector. Okay, your projector is going to need to be at least this bright. And if you can give them quantifiable measurements, it's much easier to kind of pitch that and sell that. And then they say, yeah, you know, I can go with an 8,000 or 9,000 lumen projector as opposed to a 5,000 because it's going to match this standard, especially with the government guys. They like to see it's all written out.
Hey, I got a question for Jane before you move on. Jane, so you're marketing for a company. They come to you and say, listen, why don't you do a marketing campaign? We want you to use PISCR in a sentence. What do you do?
Well, I don't know if we would use it in a sentence. In a marketing campaign.
You have to. They're paying you big bucks, but you got to use it in a sentence.
Oh my God.
Make it up.
Yeah. God, if I'd known you're going to put me on the spot, I would have had a couple of drinks.
We put everybody on the spot on this.
Now you know why I've been drinking this whole
time. It makes it easier.
Yeah, Chuck is drinking to forget.
Chuck is like the drunken master of AV. Like the more he drinks, the smarter he gets.
Yes.
It's really funny. You should have seen since this is our first show, like when we had the rehearsal, I was awful.
We had a rehearsal?
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
It was like, you know, that bad wedding you go to when you know they shouldn't get married and they do and everybody doesn't like each other. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Chuck, carry on.
I would say that this is a great tool as well for setting client expectations because I know I work in a residential market now, but I used to work commercial and you'd end up in a situation where the room would be like the surface of the sun and whoever was picking the projector would, you know, try and get something pretty bright, but they'd also be like, you know, put some shades in there. And the client would say, I don't want to spend $100,000 on a projector. That's insane. And then they wouldn't buy shades and then it would look terrible and they would blame us. So you can
spend $80,000 on shades and want to spend $5,000 on a projector.
Right.
Well, they want to spend $1,000 on a projector.
Yeah. They want a Pico.
Yeah. They would just, they would just put one of those old, not a projector, but the thing that predates the document camera. Yeah, the overhead projector. One of those.
The overhead projector.
Totally not, the right PISCR.
Hey, does anybody remember those?
She used it in a sentence. She used it in a sentence.
Jane, you got to hire this woman.
That's what I would do is throw it to my copywriting team. I wouldn't come up with it.
In tomorrow and say, guys, we got a big campaign. You got to use PISCR in a sentence.
behind
hope it's not dirty.
Behind every successful marketer is a nerd like me.
There you go. You need to you need to have her as a consultant to bring the nerd.
But
anyways, Chuck, like what I'm saying is, you know, you get a room that has big windows and you say, look, you know, according to the Pisker, you either need to bring your room ambient light down to this level or you need a projector at this lumens, and nobody can really argue with that.
That's right. That's right. It takes it out of the whole subjective atmosphere. You know, it's not bright enough is an opinion. It's not clear enough is an opinion. It's not a 15-to-1 contrast ratio is a measurement.
Yes.
You know, 6-to-1 is a measurement. 10-to-1 is a measurement. 15-to-1 is a measurement. It doesn't look good to me. That's not a measurement. You could bring somebody else in that says, it looks fine to me. And depending on what part of the hierarchy they're in, you'll get a sign off or not.
Yeah.
But if you come in with a simple scope and a checkerboard pattern, put it up on the screen and take a few measurements, crunch a little math, takes about 5 minutes, it would either meet requirements or not meet requirements.
Well, and we tend to be drawn towards things that are brighter. So,
like fireflies.
If you put up two images, and one might objectively be better by, is it the Pisker scale or just Pisker?
Well, so brighter is, it's really weird when you say brighter, because I can have a room that is like a 200 lux ambient light. A brighter projector is, your whites are going to be lighter.
Yeah.
On a brighter projector. Mm. What I'm going for is contrast between my blacks and my whites. I want to be able to have that separation of you know, my blacks are a deeper black and my lights are a nice crisp white. If you have you can have a projector that's too bright, because remember, in a projection system, the blacks still have light in them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a bad contrast projector, it could be 25,000 lumens. If it has 3-to-1 contrast, your blacks are going to look gray.
Right.
So what we're really going for is a contrast ratio. You can have a 1,000 lumen projector in a dark room, and it's going to look great. You have that same projector in a room with the shades open, it's not going to look so well. You have a 10,000 lumen projector in a dark room, it's not going to look so well because those blacks are going to be really bright. It has to be a certain contrast ratio.
So basically you're saving us all from our tendency to go, ooh, shiny.
Yes. Well, I'm not saving. There was a big committee and consortium of guys that are much smarter than me. I mean, I'm looking at 6 people on the screen and 5 of them are smarter than me and one of them happens to be me. So there's a big group of guys that put this together and it went through a lot of revisions and whatnot and finally became an ANSI standard.
Wow.
And now we can use it for an actual measurement tool, and it makes customers happy. It makes people smile. And it's easy to market a happy customer.
Oh.
Like, and when you have a happy customer, they come on AV Power Up and sing praises to your name.
Wow.
And tell how good you did. And it's everybody's just happy.
Hey Jane, do you like us?
I do like you guys.
Really?
You're like the only one.
Jane's in marketing, all right?
You've got to like everyone, Corey.
That's right.
Do you?
And I have to sound sincere when I say it. How did I do?
you did great. You can stay on the show for the rest, and you can come back on anytime you want, if you want. You know?
Okay. Tell them you got to wash your hair, really. Just.
I got a thing with my cat.
I can't hear Jane. Jane, where are you?
No, I'm right here.
I thought you were like lip syncing or something.
No. Oh,
okay. I thought it was like a Vogue.
Hey, Corey, what do you think about Pisker?
Well, I love Krista's comment. Pisker, I barely know her.
And Corey brings the comedy. Wow. Hey, Corey, I'm glad you brought the comedy. Nobody else did tonight.
I did. You just didn't get my jokes.
You're right. They went way over my head. Are those programming jokes, control system jokes?
Man, you don't even want to know about programming jokes.
No, I don't. Please don't talk about it. That's going to be a whole other show. Hope talks programming. Everybody else falls asleep.
No, Neon the title of that will be The Junk in Hope's Sip Trunk.
Bring in the sip trunk.
Hope's got junk in the sip trunk.
Man, guys, I wrote the best algorithm today. You don't even
Hey, Hope, take us out with algorithms.
You know, my family has a joke about algorithms because I apparently went on a little too long about them once. And really, I mean, going on more than like 10 seconds about algorithms.
You mean they didn't all pass out?
Yeah, they're still mad at me for that one. I am actually going to the Crest Run Masters Summit in April. So
congratulations. We'll all be thinking about you when you're gone.
Yeah. What's the elevation of that summit?
New Jersey. can you ski off of the summit is the question.
Basically, it's going to be a bunch of Crest Run programmers.
Oh, God.
In one room.
Oh, Jesus.
If the summit's in New Jersey, it's as high as they can make the landfills.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Or Staten Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a Crestron, what is that again, Hope?
Summit.
Crestron Summit in Staten Island, right near the landfills.
It's in New Jersey at the IBM Center.
Okay. So we got the next segment, and this is great because Krista sees movies, okay? And she has something to say about any movie she sees. And Close your ears, people, because this is going to get violent. Right?
Actually, no. Tonight's not going to be violent. I picked a fantastic movie to talk about. I did.
Okay, Krista's Movie Corner. Go ahead.
Well, before I go into the Movie Corner, I want to do two quick breakout news alerts.
What?
Yeah.
What? News alert.
Are you trying to take my job?
No, because these are not AV related.
Hope was fired.
No, these are non-AV.
Okay.
So the first one is on behalf of Stacey Kringlin. Stacey, you got 3 years to prep up because Minnesota is going to have their own MLS team that will play in downtown Minneapolis. They will be the Minnesota United FC. Their website is mnunitedfc.com. They will play in a soccer-specific stadium. And if you're listening to this podcast and fell asleep, you will realize that I am a big soccer fan. I am a season ticket holder for the Philadelphia Union. So I love soccer. It's always on in our house. So that's my first blow up. So now that you are awake, this next shout out goes out to Anders Lok. Aha is putting together a new album. And it will be released on September 4th. So...
Who is this mysterious Anders Lok?
Anders is this fantastic gentleman who works for Pexip, who is in Norway, and he's been known to put up with the shenanigans of peoples in this group in the past. And the last time I spoke with him, I asked him to name other bands that weren't Aha from Norway, and I think there was one listed. So that's what this is, a shout out that Aha has a new album release, and Anders will be first in line for that.
I think the other band was It was Norwegian Country.
Is this a movie we're talking about?
We're going to talk about a movie.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm waiting. I can't wait.
This is a really good movie.
Oh, by the way, Johnny's on his way in. I'm about to end the show soon, so let's hope Johnny has a minute to stuff things.
Okay. Oh, he'll be stuffing things.
Oh, he will be stuffing things. Go ahead, right. Krista. What do you
The movie I want to talk about tonight is The Cameraman from 1928 that was starring Buster Keaton and Marceline Day. Mm. Has anyone seen this movie?
No. I wasn't born yet.
Well, Chuck was, but he was out of town that week.
Wow, Chuck is like 120, right?
Yes.
Well, since I only go to the theater, it's been a while.
Is it in the theaters? Huh?
I'm a sucker for silent films because I believe back then the actors really had to show what they were trying to portray. You know, you have the background music, you have some words that come up on the screen, but all in all, you really have to watch what's going on to really see what's happening. Mm. So the basis of this movie is Buster Keaton is a tin portrait cameraman. It was sort of like a little thing, like, you know how there's those machines you put a penny in and for 50 cents, it'll crank out, you know, Salt Lake City on there for you. Well, he would take pictures of people and it would be on little tins for 10 cents. So he's doing this in the city, and all of a sudden this big crowd of people come in. It's like big, like the mayor or somebody's talking about something. There's confetti. There's real cameramen. The real news people come in, taking the story. Buster Keaton gets smushed up against Marceline, and he's like, ooh, you know, pretty. And he's smelling her hair, and he's trying not to be a creep. And he's just like, she is so pretty. So then he offers to take her photo for the tin portrait. And she stands there. He's doing it. And then her cameraman friend, boyfriend, you don't know what it is at this point, comes over and takes her away. So Buster Keaton is smitten with her. He has her tin of her. He doesn't know what to do, but all he knows is that the real cameramen were covering the footage. So he goes to the news reporting building, and he wants to get a job. He doesn't realize you have to have all your own tools, just like AV technicians have to have all their own tools. So he has to go.
Chuck knows this.
And so has to go and get himself a camera. He goes to the local pawn shop, and he buys like the most beat up camera you can imagine, of course. But as he's there, he sees Marceline. She's there, and he gives her the tin and love and flowers, and he thinks she's great, and she's just like, whatever, you're a buffoon. And so the basis of the rest of the story is he's trying to then cover stories. He's trying to get out there and do things. And the real cameramen are doing their thing, and they're capturing stories. And then he's showing up every day like a lost puppy. And Marceline tries to help him out, and she gives him the tip. There's a lot of stuff going down at Chinatown. There's a big celebration for the Chinese New Year. And she says, why don't you go cover it? Mm-hmm. So he goes down and he does. But then in the course of it, he runs into, I forget what they're called, the guys with the monkeys, you know, and he breaks the guy's monkey
the guys
thing.
The with monkey the monkeys.
The guy with the monkey, the organ grinder. Yeah.
You mean the monkeys, like Davy Jones?
Yes, he runs into Davy Jones. he lands on the monkey. They think he kills the monkey. The cop makes him pay a buck or something for the monkey. So Buster Keaton's now stuck with a monkey, and the monkey is alive, and then the monkey's with him, and he thinks he's covering all the footage because then it's two rival gangs. Turns into like almost a triad.
Ooh, an action movie now.
Yeah, then they're fighting each other, and he's like in the corner going,
"Oh, is there a car chase?"
No car chase because cars didn't really exist in the 20s.
They went 20 miles an hour.
Yes. And so he goes back, and there's no footage in the can. And, you know, he's all despair, blah, blah, blah. Later on, he finds the tape. And he shows that they find out he didn't have it. Somebody else found it. Marceline found it and brought it in. And they saw that he actually captured the footage of what went down and who started the fight.
Wow.
Saves the day. She realized the other guy was a douche that she was hanging out with. And Buster Keaton really should be the guy.
Was that in the subtitles?
It was. You know, and they made it look fancy. Douche.
Hey, you know what? I hear they're remaking the movie with Sylvester Stallone.
Which would work because he slurs his words.
Exactly. And actually, we basically mute the volume so you don't hear him. It's like a Buster Keaton show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my take on it. I thought it was a fantastic movie. I probably didn't give it as much awesomeness as it should, but it's
no, but
it's
you used the word douche.
I used the word douche.
Good.
It's a great movie.
All I could think at the beginning was like Megamind meets West Side Story.
Oh my God! What a movie!
So, Chris, where did you get it? Did you Netflix it? What's the story? Where'd you get it?
I watched it on Turner Classic Movies.
Nice.
Yeah,
I don't get that channel.
I keep an eye on that channel.
And behind you, are those all movies?
Yes, that's all movies. Yes, all movies. And then over to this side, where you can't quite see, are some video games and rock concert videos, like Queen and Tool and things like that.
I got rock concert videos too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Heavy metal, actually.
Actually, you know, here's That's a good little style. Story if we're going to talk rock concerts. My husband and I met at a concert. We actually met at the bar before a concert, but it was for Richard Ashcroft, the singer for The Verve. Oh. And we knew a guy, this was on South Street in Philly, and we knew a guy who had a shop on South Street, and the guy was a little bit bigger, and he would bootleg the shows. And so like a year or two later, we happened to see him, and he's like, oh yeah, you guys were at that show, blah, blah. He's like, hold on a second. He goes in his shop. He gives us the show we met at. He had it recorded.
But do you know, you know what my first show was? Rush. Now, you know who likes Rush? Steve Craig of Drowning in the Mean Stream. Now, Steve Craig went into the studio yesterday. I wanted a new theme for the show. He goes into the studio. I'm getting pictures from Bailey while he's there. He's playing drums. He's playing guitar. He's doing it all. He cuts the thing, and he sends it to me over Dropbox at 9 o'clock, okay, last night. We have a new theme song, courtesy of Steve Craig. Steve, thank you. You're the best. And next week, I'll tell you who's on the show.
Wait,
and it's going to be
a
riot.
The theme song?
Not now.
Why not?
Because you got to wait until the show goes. You know, oh, listen, Rave has to do edits, put the song. Actually, I do have the song. I'll email it to you if you want.
Okay, I'll give you the bridge version. Chugga 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 chugga. That's about it.
It's wild.
Is the edited version of our show like 5 minutes long?
Yes, they're going to edit the show to 5 minutes, and you know, the song is going to be an hour.
They cut out everything I said. They're like, who gives a shit about soccer? Who gives a shit about and she's listening and watching silent movies.
Right.
Loser.
So, Steve, if you're listening, our show is going to be 5 minutes. Your song's going to be an hour long. Okay? So, I hope you like it.
But we're keeping the part about marketing and listen. That's all that's
Yes. Marketing, listen. Listen the best. Pivot Communications, great company. Jane knows everything there is to know about marketing. If you want marketing, you want somebody to work with you on a marketing campaign, it is Jane Johnson.
From Pivot it's more than that because it's content.
Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa.
It really is the difference because, you know, there's marketing and then there's content development.
Oh, okay.
Jane creates content that people want.
Right.
And so they'll go places and click on it, give their information to download the content because it's valuable content. That's
cool.
Different and unique.
Cool.
I think she just hypnotizes people because now I want to buy something from her.
She does.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just like, sure, take my money.
Wow.
She says stuff and things, and then next thing you know, Johnny appears.
Right. Yes. We have double awesomeness on the show right now. Thanks for coming, Johnny. We got 5 minutes.
Hey, everybody. Sorry for being late. I had to fight a minotaur to be here. Corey, I don't know what you're selling, but take my money. I want it.
You need to sing the new theme song for AV Power Up. So take it away.
Take it away, Johnny.
Is it about puppies and glitter? And
yes.
In
exactly.
The cool, like, hardcore metal just screaming, right?
Hardcore metal about puppies and glitter.
Take it.
Puppies!
Does that work?
That's the song we're going to use as our theme. Again, Johnny, the show's going to be 5 minutes long. Your song's going to be an hour. It's just going to poppies, poppies, poppies.
You're going to scream poppies. It's really hardcore, I think.
Hardcore. I like it.
Badger, mushroom.
Hey, Kristen.
Yeah, I think I see a snake.
Do we give this guy an opportunity to stuff things?
Yeah, you know, I've gone a week without stuffing things, so I really need to get stuffed.
Wow.
So bring it to us, Johnny.
All right, Johnny, you got 10 seconds.
Okay, here's the thing. If it still makes you angry, you're not, quote-unquote, over it. That's a thing.
There you go. That's a thing. Now it's stuff.
I got nothing.
I got no stuff. You brought no stuff.
I've been across two counties to get here. Don't tell the police.
Hey, he's got a puppy with glitter.
Right.
There you go. What does the puppy eat, by the way, Johnny?
Bacon, just solid.
Bacon.
She eats really well.
Good for you, puppy.
Chuck like real legit, like thick cut bacon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the puppy who writes your blogs, Johnny?
I gotta feed her something, right? I'm not gonna feed her like lettuce. A rabbit? No.
A rabbit.
Nobody likes lettuce. Huh?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty adamant about eating like the good stuff. Steaks, pork chops, bacon wrapped bacon, whatever.
Right. So, Johnny, what'd you have for lunch?
I didn't have lunch, unless you count the lunch that I just had on the way here, speeding across two counties. And it was from Pete's Coffee, of all places.
Pete's Coffee, our new sponsor, by the way.
Does that count? Coffee and like some sort of like turkey something.
I eat coffee every day, Johnny.
Except for today. Starbucks ran out of coffee today.
Starbucks? Okay, so yeah. Everybody, get this. I go to the local Starbucks. I say, can I get a medium iced coffee? They say, we got no coffee. Oh, you mean regular coffee? Fine. She says, no, we don't have coffee. I said, wait a minute. Are you a Starbucks? What do you mean you have no coffee? Have you got any muffins? We're out of those too. I said, I tell you what, okay? I'm shutting you down right now. I'm calling the health department. You know, you don't have coffee. I'm sick of this, okay? I'm never going there again.
They have coffee. Who? I went there.
Starbucks?
Pete's.
Oh, Pete's. Well, okay, so we like Pete's coffee, okay? We don't like Starbucks anymore. So that's it. Starbucks, you're out. Pete's, you're in. How's that?
There we go.
There you go.
So when that's you were speeding stuff. Across two counties, were they filming you? Was it like a Chips episode?
I don't think my lawyer is going to allow me to respond to that. So.
Okay. Johnny, fair take
enough.
The fifth.
Fair enough.
Take the fifth, Johnny.
Did you say something about backcountry?
Ooh, backcountry. That would be would have been a great intro. Dueling guitars.
Yes, like Deliverance. Yeah.
Like, well, no, that's a banjo.
and
because I just said dueling guitars, although there wasn't dueling guitars, also breaking news of Van Halen is going to tour with Dave Roth.
Heard that.
That's a train wreck ready to happen. So.
That is a train wreck.
So I would suggest if you need to see that, buy the first couple of concert tickets because I can't imagine they fulfill the tour.
It's not going to last. It's going to be three shows and then they're going to have a fight and then David Lee Roth's going to end up under
a bar. David Lee Roth's going to be on Jared's tour.
Don't talk Lotto a bet. So we'll bet like how many shows.
Yes.
Everybody puts in money and then, and we'll just beat it.
I'm saying five.
I've got three.
But Eddie Van Halen's going to break his legs, so, that tour is going to end real soon, okay?
I think David Lee Roth's just going to collapse.
Can you please stop talking about Cousin David like that?
I'm sorry, but his give-a-damn broke a long time ago.
Hope we're sorry for you, by the way.
He's not really your cousin, is he?
No.
That would have been good. Because cousin we would have gotten rid of things. Johnny and gone to you for stuff and things.
Yeah, right? Cousin stuff and things. So, Johnny. Johnny, thanks for joining us. Bring us stuff. You don't bring a thing. Next time, could you please bring every stuff and things?
I'll bring one of each.
Bring one of each.
But not committing more than that. One.
No. One from column A, one from column B.
Johnny, who is this show brought to you by?
Yeah.
Today, inefficiency and poor timing. On my part.
AV Power Up brought to you by inefficiency.
You're welcome, America, and the rest of the world.
But you remember, this show is brought to you by Disney World. Walt Disney being conjured up from the grave. He's suing Gary. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Gary's got a lawyer up because defending against Walt Disney is very tough.
This must say. Our last show. Oh, my God.
Walt Disney is.
You are listening to the first. And
Walt
last.
Disney. Yeah, the first and last.
Power up.
I hear Walt Disney's a hard ass. Okay.
Thank you, mom, for listening to this show. Yeah.
Thank you, my brother and my sister and my aunts and my uncles. This was great. I'm not famous anymore.
You can find Corey Moss at Faux Cyclo on Wednesday.
I'll be at Faux Cyclo at this time.
Let's revive Dude out of the gutter from where he lives.
Bring me out of the gutter.
Dude, why don't you tell us about some cool AV jobs that have opening?
So, Tier PM, AVIT recruiting firm. They're the best in the business. We got hot jobs, okay? So, Corey, listen up. You may want to hire one of these people, okay?
Or I may want the job.
Corey may want one of these jobs. What do you know? All right, Corey, listen up. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, number 283, AVIT, really? Installation technician. You got to know AV and IT. Or AV you got to know AV slash
IT. Give us a little more before we really start to flush it down.
You got to know AV slash IT. If you don't know AV slash IT, don't bother. Installation technician, Los Angeles, California. The ideal candidate will have a minimum of 1 to 2 years of installing and commissioning. Chuck, you can tell me right now if you would hire this person, okay?
I would, and no.
You're fired.
You're fired. Get out of my office. Audiovisual commissioning audiovisual equipment, including video panel, speakers, racking, AV cabling, and related components for commercial customers. Candidates with knowledge of loading and troubleshooting Crestron control. Oh, listen up, Hope. Crestron control systems, installing and configuring Dolby audio systems, and experience with Cisco networking are highly desired. And by the way, have a toolkit, okay? Don't piss Chuck off. Okay.
And don't call the programmer and say it doesn't work unless you tried it with a remote control first.
Oh, yeah. Don't bother Hope either. Okay. Just saying. All right. So that's number 283, AV/IT. And you got to know AV/IT. Not AV, not IT, not AV and IT, AV/IT. Okay.
Don't we all, Corey?
Don't we all? Exactly. So there's the first job. Number 284, lead AV/IT, and here we go again. Installation technician, Los Angeles, California. Another one. The ideal candidate will have a minimum of 6 to 10 years installing and commissioning audiovisual equipment, including video panel, speakers, racking. This sounds like the last job. AV cabling and related components. Number two, at least 2 to 4 years of recent experience in the capacity as a lead installation technician overseeing teams of 1 to 6 more junior AV install tech. Chuck, do you want to oversee teams of 1 to 6 or more junior AV install technicians?
No,
don't go into, do not answer Chuck's post for jobs. Okay. Don't
it's
even
a trap.
It is a trap. Anyway, 1 to 6 more junior AV install technicians, and three, have experience installing and configuring Cisco networks, including routers, switches, and configuring wireless networks, and do know the proper end of a Cat 6 or Cat 7 cable. Okay, and what's that little piece on the end of the cable, Chuck?
What about Cat 8?
Cat 8, there you go. Is there a Cat 8?
Cat 9?
Cat 9?
Cat 9? Cat 9 lives?
Oh, wait a minute.
There's
wait
a Cat 7.
Jane has a cat.
She does have a cat. Yeah. She has cat too.
Cat too.
I know all about cats.
Yeah, Jane knows all about cats. In fact, Jane, you want this job? You can handle it.
Cats.
All right, Jane, I'll give you the phone number. Okay?
You have to terminate cats. Sorry.
Yes. No.
Oh, terminating cats. Oh, man. So let me get the. Oh, wait a minute. It says in the job you must terminate cats. Okay, that's number 284, lead AV/IT. And again, don't know AV/IT, AV/IT. Okay,
number is that convergence?
Oh, God, don't say that, please. Don't say convergence on this show either. That's banned. All right, no more convergence.
Well, we need a list of things on the walls we can't say.
I'll send out that list next week, actually, to be about a 5-minute show because nobody will be able to say all these things that they said tonight. Okay, number 285, AV project manager in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Stacy's neck of the woods. We love you, Stacy. Come back next week, please. Help me. Here we go. The ideal candidate will have at least 3 to 5 years of recent audiovisual industry experience and must have experience managing commercial audiovisual integration projects for corporate, education, and government customers, including video conferences in video conferencing and/or telepresence projects. Prior technical experience as an audiovisual installer and/or designer, highly desired. So Chuck, what do you make of that? Is highly desired?
That means they like it.
They like it.
That's a professional term.
They like it a lot.
So if you like to be an audiovisual, no, if you love to be an audiovisual installer, if you eat, sleep, drink, audiovisual installation, and you have your own toolkit, by the way. Okay, don't show up if you don't have your own toolkit.
Needed.
Number 285, AV project manager in Minneapolis, Minnesota, is for you. Okay,
that's it. You have to say it like that. Minnesota.
You have to say Minnesota.
And then they will not hire you.
They will not, and they will not hire you
don't
anyway.
Say that's offensive, eh?
Make sure you say A too. Okay. Those are the hot jobs, Krista. That's it. We got it. We did it. Tier PM. They're a great recruiting firm. AV/IT. They do AV/IT too. Everybody does AV/IT, but don't ever say convergence again on this show or else you're off. I throw you off the show. Never come back. So, Jane, Corey, please never come on the show again and say convergence, okay? They're shaking their heads and nodding. Yes.
They're like, sure.
Did you see how they nodded in unison? In mute?
All they heard was never come back on the show. And they're like,
no. I gotcha.
I'm on it.
Corey's on every week now. We're bringing out every week, Corey. I'm sorry. That's your penalty.
Oh, man. I've been so bad.
What did you do? So, Krista, I did it. Tier PM. Love them. I think we're out of here.
Out of beer.
I think
so.
Out of beer.
We're out of beer. That's for sure.
Out of beer.
Out of
here.
That is sad.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I am going to say that on behalf of Johnny Stuffing Things Moda.
There you go.
Hope Beer and Pie Roth.
Yeah.
Chuck Wax My Legs Espinoza. Krista Knows Dumb Shit That Will Save Your Life Bender.
Oh.
And Corey the Dude Moss.
Dude.
That this has been AV Power Up. And a special thanks to Jane Johnson and Corey Schaefer
for
putting up with our shenanigans.
Oh, my God. Will they ever come back? Okay, both of you come back next week, and let's try this again.
Power up.
We got the
power up.
Hey, Jane. Corey, what are we?
AV Power Up.
Yeah. All right, folks. See you next week.